Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. If you want greater freedom in your life, you need to focus on results. This from the book, Who Not How, page 91 of the hardcover edition. That's written by Benjamin Hardy. You'll need to let who's achieve the result for you. You need to give them the freedom to execute and create solutions in their own unique way. There's a great deal of science to back this up. According to self-determination theory, every human being has three psychological needs related to their work: a sense of competence, autonomy in how they do their work, and positive and meaningful relationships. Social environments that support these three needs create high levels of intrinsic motivation, psychological and physical wellness, and enhanced performance in all of their people. But how these needs are applied is a critical part of the formula. And you can grab this book for yourself, pick it up to read more of that. But I just thought that was so powerful, and I want to share it with you because that's really at the core of what we're all about here. Finding or creating work you love. A sense of competence, autonomy in how you do your work, and positive and meaningful relationships. Those three things that's what we're all seeking in the work we do. And I know this is talking about finding people to do things for you and creating an environment like that for them. And we also need to create an environment like that for ourselves. Whatever that work is that you can do good work in, whatever it is that lights you up, that makes your day, that's what you need to focus on. Find where you can plug yourself into that fits those elements. And what I want you to understand too is the things that light you up, the things that you feel competent in and that have those meaningful relationships and all of that, those things are always outward focused. They're always focused on helping other people. If they don't have that outward focus, you will lose that fire. You'll lose that the passion for it. It's not going to keep your attention for very long. If it's all inward focused, you get burned out super quickly because you're muddying up the waters. I was having a conversation last night on the Building Small Business podcast, the live stream I do each Monday evening, and we were talking a lot about purpose. And the thing that really came out of that was that purpose is always focused on others. My purpose is outward focused. It's using the gifts God gave me. It's living in the way God designed me, how He created me to be, how He created me to think and act, and the gifts, talents, skills, passions, interests, using those things that He gave me and turning them around to make a difference for other people, to do good work for others, not just for myself, not to hide it, not to, put your light under a bush, not to hide the light that we've been given. There's a reason in Matthew where it says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." It's not only so that others see Christ through us. It's so that we, in the process of doing things for other people, of utilizing our gifts and our talents and our skills and our ability, and making a difference for others, that deepens our relationship with God. That helps us to see, you know what? God does love me because He's given me the ability to make a difference in this way for other people. I can make a difference. God loves me, and I can love others with Christ's love. That is what it's all about. Do good work.